Tom Gleisner is co-hosting today.
Tony, I've got to say, it is a thrill to hear you back on air and back saying the phrase Triple M. The last time I heard you utter those words, you were sitting in the back of a Black Thunder Jeep wearing a suede bomber jacket, handing out boxes of tacos whose use-by date had expired in 1982 and urging listeners to stay around for another concrete blonde double shot.
Oh, my God!
Now, here we are again. The circle has turned.
There were so many shonky and dodgy promotions in those days, and the one you probably remember the best was the Golden Mile.
Yes.
Do you remember the Golden
Mile?
What's that?
It was well-intentioned.
Yeah.
It was an idea of raising funds for, I can't even know what the charity was.
Yeah.
Often they were just fronts for the sales department, but the idea was to raise money for a good cause, and we were going to urge our listeners to come down to a major esplanade in Melbourne, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And line up gold coins, $1 or $2 coins. In fact, I think the coins are quite new at that point.
It was a novelty, the dollar coin. We were drawing attention to the new currency.
And we were going to make a mile of golden coins and then donate all the money.
Oh, yeah. And can you just think for a moment how much money that would be? Like a mile of $1 coins. That's like about $1 billion. Isn't it?
Not even the breakfast team got paid that much back then.
And it was promoted for weeks. The Golden Mile is stretching towards you.
That's the one. And on the day, it was a cold, windswept morning on a bleak, exposed part of some esplanade street. And no one was there. No one was walking past to contribute the said golden coins.
Yeah.
And so we realised after about half an hour or so, how many inches had we achieved?
Well, there was a big decision had to be made, which was, do we preserve the idea of the mile, or do we just get how many of the coins we've got and just line them up?
Yes.
And if we'd done that, it would have been about a golden 3 metres.
That's right.
So I remember the program director's gone, no, we've got to stick with the mile idea. It's all around the mile. We'll have to space them apart. So there was like about a block between each coin.
We had security guards who had to stay in contact with walkie-talkies because they were that far out of sight of each other.
Shirley Strawn was guarding two coins and he was running back and forward as kids tried to steal them.